You know, I think our region has been one of the drier. I certainly don't want to say it's the driest. I know 3 hours south of me around that Swift Current area, they're dry in a way that even, you know, would scare us, right? But we are certainly one of the drier regions in the province. I mean, how dry are we? We've had a slough in our area fairly close to my yard. It was dry most of last year. It was bone dry in 21. The last time that slough was dry was the year I was born, was 81. So it's been 40 years since that slough has totally dried up. And that really goes to show how little moisture we're getting over winter for snowfall, and kind of plays into your spring runoff, and then how little bit of moisture through rainfall we're getting throughout the growing season.
Now, of course, it's nice to get snow, but what is going to be really important is that April, May, June rain.
Absolutely. Those early rains are definitely key to good crop establishment. Without a good spring, you know, and I'm going to say a couple of inches to be optimistic, without something to get the crop going, I really don't know what's left in the soil, even with this snowfall. It snows a little bit deceptive because it looks like there's a lot of moisture there, but the reality is how much of it gets absorbed into the ground is really decided by a number of different factors, right?
This wasn't a dry snow, but it wasn't exactly super moist either.
I don't think it was, and I think as we get some sunnier days over the next little while, I think it will definitely start to settle. The two biggest factors are obviously, A, how quickly it warms up. Now, we're looking at warmer weather for the weekend, which, great. The other factor is going to be how thick the ice cap happens to be in between the snow and the soil. So if that ice cap is there and the snow melts, but it isn't able to penetrate that ice cap to actually hit the ground, we may end up losing a large portion of the snow to either spring runoff or simply evaporation, right?
Yeah. Evaporation is what you don't want to see. If it goes into runoff, at least it is being used in some way. How can you determine the ice? It seems to me, I was talking to an agrologist last week, and he was mentioning that too. It would just depend on the specific area at freeze-up?
It really would. It would depend on the area during freeze-up. It would depend on what type of winter we had. You know, and I've seen other years where we get snow and then it warms up, and then we get more snow and it warms up, and you kind of go through that cycle three or four times, and every time it warms up, all of that snow sinks and then it refreezes, and because it's all been compacted by sinking, you take a lot of the air out, and then what happens is when it refreezes, it forms kind of like an ice layer. And because there's less airspace or air pockets in between, kind of each flake of snow, it makes it harder for water to actually penetrate through that, right?
We really didn't get our first snowfall until, the second week of January, and then it kind of melted away after that. So that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yes. Theoretically, the benefit of the way it started out this year with our snow not happening till January, it warmed up for long enough that most of the snow actually did melt. So theoretically, that snow should actually be already melted and inside of the ground. It should have gotten the opportunity to penetrate at least the top layer of soil. It's really going to be a very region-specific thing, and it's very much going to depend on what local conditions have been.
Is that one of those things you don't really find out until May?
It really is. And I mean, we say May, you know, kind of as just a general idea. Based on what next week forecast is, if that's the way it stays, we may know by the beginning of April, right?